There are a number of people that have been killed by security forces who were trying to contain or who wanted to disperse a peaceful assembly. We have a case of Ismail Jussa with a political party known as ACT Wazalendo, which is the main opposition party in Zanzibar, who was tortured, badly tortured, and was flown to Nairobi for treatment. We also have so many opposition party supporters in hundreds who were arrested and are in various jails. Most of these people were released, but others have been charged with terrorism offenses, while others have been charged with crimes related to economic crimes and money laundering that are unbailable. We are also calling for the unconditional release of those that are in detention because of their political persuasion.
Roland, do you expect the government to agree to have an independent investigation into some of these allegations made against the security forces in Tanzania?
We're making these calls to authorities with the greatest responsibility. And of course, this is the government of Tanzania that has, you know, the onus of investigating and, you know, making things right through accountability. But of course, we are also practical to realize that this may not be the case. And one of the reasons that we have made this statement is to, you know, others within the international community, regional organizations, to also note and know what is happening in Tanzania at the moment.
Opposition supporters in Tanzania are of the view that if Amnesty International has compiled evidence of some of these allegations, perhaps it should forward it to international organizations, including the International Criminal Court, to look into some of these allegations, because they say that it is unlikely for the government to allow for independent investigations into these allegations. So what do you say to that?
It is not in our place to actually, at this point, really work with any opposition parties in as far as maybe going before any, you know, accountability mechanism. It is not that we may not, you know, listen to them and take their evidence and all that, but for a process that has already begun, what we can only offer is maybe our advice and, as you say, the evidence that we have in as far as, you know, that would make the human rights case stronger.
After this call from Amnesty International, what next in order to see some actualization of your call?
After we make such a call or calls, what we do is that we look for relevant international and regional policy makers, and in our advocacy with them, call upon them to, you know, intervene in cases that are affecting, you know, or the situation in Tanzania, for example. Most of the time, we have a lot of challenges, especially, you know, dealing with state authorities, because in most cases they would deny that either these violations have not happened, want to try and dismiss our reports, yet we have you know, evidence of the cases that we are reporting on, or when there are allegations, we are asking them, you know, investigate, then these allegations have been made. And so we will continue pushing for the calls, and sometimes it takes a lot of time. Sometimes, you know, when states listen to us, we celebrate it, but our work is, as I said, clearly cut out to, you know, research, campaign, and advocate strongly.